It's time to talk with Ryan Haughton, the head coach of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds, a team coming off a nice win last week. Coach, 44-22 over the Freeman Falcons. Your team improves to 4-1. The Falcons dropped to 1-4. But again, a good solid win. Freeman's probably better than a 1-4 record would indicate.
Yeah, they really are. They're a team that has a lot of talent, size, speed, good combinations in a lot of different areas. Great win for us. Maybe our most complete game. We didn't play four quarters of great football because in the third quarter we didn't score any. We weren't able to get in the end zone. It's something that we were really at halftime talking about and striving for, maybe putting the game away. Got to let them hang around in the second half. They scored twice in the fourth. We scored one. But with that being said, you know, you're up against a team that's not going to quit. They got a lot of pride, and they just I give them credit for keep hammering away at it. But I was also very proud of our team to come out in the first half, play very strong, put behind a tough loss, and put together the best half of football for sure for us.
Yeah, those bounce back games, you never know after, you know, suffer your first loss of the year, you just never know how a team's going to respond for sure, do you?
No, and it's, you know, every year it's different. So it was good to see that our response was with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of focus. We were pretty well mistake-free. We had zero turnovers, plus two in the turnover area there. That helped us. Our special teams were solid and tackled better. Just did a lot of the things that we wanted to work at and get better at, and we did them better that night.
Well, the improvement is there, so this week you get to come back home, play a game against Omaha Christian Academy. Now, this is a team that traditionally, the last few years, they haven't been very good, but they're getting in more players, they're getting in different players. They started off good 2-0 this year. They've lost three in a row, but they've lost to some pretty darn good opponents, 2-3, coming to your place Friday night.
Yeah, they're a much improved team, there's no doubt about it. You know, we played them last year, and then, you know, you watch that film and you watch the film of this year. They definitely got some new players. They will bring in more size and a lot of length. Got a receiver, a 6'7" receiver, and a 6'4" quarterback, and they're a pretty good connection with each other. And that's something that we're going to have to be aware of. We like being at home. We've only lost one there in 2 years, so it's important for us to be at home. It's going to be parents' night, so we're going to play with you know, a lot of energy for our parents and hopefully come out with a victory.
You know, you get those milestone games, those things you look forward to. Your parents' night is one of them. You know, you coaches are a little different. I mean, the first practice, the first 2 or 3 weeks before the season starts, where you get that first game, they get to be a little monotonous, shall we say, for the players and probably the coaches, too, if they admit it. Then you get into the season. Now, boom, all of a sudden, here we are. It's week number 6 here already. 2 more games after this week. Now, you're not looking forward to those yet. But, man, is it starting to set up the kids, especially the seniors? We're wrapping this thing down, and we're going to be done with our football career, some of them.
Well, there's no doubt about it. We have, and part of that's to make sure that we're, you know, our practices are all sharp. We take a lot of pride in setting a standard here at JCC where we're going to practice hard, work hard, have a great attitude every day. And you're kind of in that the midline of your season where, hey, things can drag on a little bit. Weather goes up and down on you.
Mm-hmm.
But we tell our seniors, we know we can't go on. We know we can't be as in playoffs. So, you know, like today, our practice will be where there are only five after today, there'll only be 5 padded practices left, fully padded practices. So we're trying to instill a little urgency in them to like, hey, man, we gotta get this thing going here because it's going to be wrapped up soon. And we want to be hitting our stride and playing our best football, you know, here come Friday night. And then the next Friday, playing our best football right up to the end of the year. That's our goal, and that's what we're kind of driven for.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Thunderbirds are home Friday night against Omaha Christian Academy. Game time kickoff is 7 o'clock.